Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to BlueApron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Ride at Home with Rich, the show that is all about making your home a better, smarter, and safer place to live. I'm your host, Rich. And today, we can cover everything for the exterior of your home. Joining me today is Mosby's own exteriors manager, Scott Russum. We can cover everything related outside your home, including windows, doors, garage doors, siding. We've got it all right here. I'll also have my on the road segment and my hack, so stay tuned for both of those. But let's give a big warm welcome to our first time Ride at Home guest, Scott Russum. How you doing today, Scott? Thanks for joining us.
I'm great, Rich. Coming off a long weekend. Good to be with you this morning, full of energy.
Yes. Very nice. I really appreciate it. And, you know, exteriors, I mean, we do the show quite a bit with the exteriors as far as installation and the systems. And we have our installers on or our project managers quite often to talk about, you know, building the exteriors correctly and not leaking and stuff like that. But I think it'll be good to get into exteriors as far as the products, you know, things like that and what we can actually deliver. And we got a really big announcement we're going to do in the second segment of the show. So everybody, you're going to want to stick around for this. We've got some new stuff for you. But first, let's just kind of start with you, Scott, because you're a little newer here. Only you've been here a couple years now,
yeah, you
right?
can. I still feel like the new guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's been almost 2.5 years now.
Yeah, well, when everybody's, you know, 10 years, 15 years. Yeah, right. It's 20 years.
Yeah,
two
compared
and a half
to you,
years
I'm
is like
guy.
The young
right.
guy. Yeah, exactly. So can you just kind of tell us about your background, where you came from, and how did you find your way to Mosby?
You bet. So prior to Mosby, well, for starters, I have spent my entire career in construction products or construction. And kind of seems like I've been working my way to Mosby my entire career. At the time that I was busy spending about a dozen years at Pella Windows and Doors, I had the good fortune to get with Scott Mosby at the Better Business Bureau. He chaired a lot of committees that I used to participate in and got to know him as a guy, came into contact with several Mosby people on the trade side of Pella's business. I managed the replacement division. but had a really good impression and eventually a good understanding of what separated Mosby Building Arts from other players in this market. And between Pella and Mosby, I was a region manager for a specialty door company. And toward the end of COVID, my wife and I decided that it was time for me to get off the road and stop traveling. And So I kind of hit the on button on LinkedIn and was contacted by Mosby, and it all worked out. Really glad to be here.
You know, so many people like yourself, like David Flory, one of our sales consultants, you know, a lot of them, it's like they knew Mosby. Like, I don't know if Dave's ever told you about how he like was trying to get hired for like 3 or 4 years,
right?
You know, and stuff, and they're like seeking us out, and I think I'm like the last of the Mohicans or something. Where 22 years ago, I literally picked up a newspaper and there was like a one ad, like project manager Mosby Building Arts. I didn't know nothing about them. I was running my own company, kind of doing my own thing, and I was like, yeah, you know, kind of that was hard. You know, I'm like, you know, yeah, I'll check this out. I
You're an analog guy in a digital world, Rich.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Yep. It was definitely different back then, for sure. But yeah, it's pretty cool now how so many people just know and all of this stuff. It's pretty amazing. But I guess the big thing I would ask you is, you know, with all those changes and everything you've done in the past, you know, how is, you know, Mosby kind of different from some of the past places you had employment?
Great question. Well, definitely can't throw past experiences under the bus. I think as much as anything, they taught me what to look for in a company. And, you know, as trite or easy as this is to say, Mosby is a company that really lives its core values where they do their business. You know, a lot of companies have plaques on the walls and you know, taglines across all their company stationery, but do they get it done that way out there where the work is happening? And from the start of things, when our consultants visit with clients, which is one thing that I really believe that I knew before I got here. We really want to be the greater St. Louis area's trusted advisor. It's how people perceive Mosby in this market. And from the front end of our relationship with the client, all the way through our processes to when and where we actually do our building, we are a core values-based company. You know, we have Scott and Judy Mosby to thank for that, and Mark McClanahan and people like you that have carried that torch. Those things are really what separate Mosby. We try to help develop a client's vision. Client decides whether it's best for them to do a project with Mosby at the time. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it can't happen, but either way, Mosby really stands in this market as being a tried and true, trusted friend, and that was a perception that I had of the company before I came here, and I'm just so glad to be able to report that it's true, and now that I'm a customer instead of a prospect, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's kind of how we roll.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, talking about kind of like, you know, not throwing the past under the bus, or, you know, not everything's a bad thing. And Scott, over the years, and I participated in some of this, did so much with meeting with other companies, other remodeling companies, you know, other supply, you know, window suppliers and, you know, plumbing suppliers, and really learning from them too, that, you know, knowing, well, even like with his children, we basically, when they graduated college, and when I even realized that, like, you know, Alex had graduated college, and I'm like, well, he was an architect, right? Why? What? Then it was like, no, Scott told him, go out in the real world and you can come back to Mosby in like 5 years or more. Right. Other than that, you got to, you know, because we're not everything, you know, and we're, so he's learned a lot from that. And, sure. And, you know, what I was wondering is like, I know you were at Pella and, you know, a lot of our clients, we use a lot of Pella windows, great relationship, great product. What did you learn from them in that experience that you're able to kind of bring to Mosby and implement for us?
Sure. Great question. A career is a building process, you know, if you're paying attention. My time at Pella saw me through two complete business cycles. And if anybody was around in 2008, that was kind of a wild time, you know. But
yes.
However, more recently, you know, the COVID thing had people not really knowing exactly what was ahead of them or how we were going to respond as a company. But I'd say that my time there brought me really close to the business in terms of the numbers. The other thing is that it kind of occurred to me over time that your client really has to understand the value of what you do uniquely. That's the proposition. So in summary, I'd say that I really got to understand the mechanics of the money in business and also how important it was to develop a team of people who could really capitalize on great products and services, but also to convey the value statement that we're taking to our clients. And it's very important. I mean, at Pella and at Mosby Building Arts, not everybody is a Pella client. Not everybody is a Mosby Building Arts client.
Yeah.
Now, to split a hair here, what separates Mosby from some other people, and this is really an answer to an earlier question, but is that Mosby intends to walk out the door with a relationship. Whether we convert an opportunity into, you know, a project that we can build or not. And you yourself have been the benefactor, a very good steward of the business opportunities given to you. And because that's true, you know, whether you won or lost them on the front end, the phone rings off the hook for Rich Orris constantly. And so that really, to me, is an example of somebody taking great care of their business chances for the sake of that relationship, you know, whether it amounted to a project or not.
No, that's awesome. I appreciate that. And it's true. It's you know, that's probably, you know, one of the big things, you know, learning from Scott is be a consultant.
Right.
Do the right thing. Do what you say. You know, just all of those things and just try and do, you know, the right thing for everyone. And, you know, great things just, you know, come your way. Being here for so long, like some of our, you know, value statements and different things like that, one of the first ones we had was make a positive difference in people's lives every day. It didn't matter, you know, how you park meant whether you did it. Did you pick up their newspaper? Did you pull the trash can up on your way to the door?
Right.
You know, just things like that is like, make a positive difference and then good things will just happen if that's your true intent. And that's what I've been doing for so long. So
and it's obviously great. A great business philosophy. I mean, we've been in business here for over 75 years. The company continues to grow. We're reaching into markets that back when Sam Mosby had the company, he never dreamed this big, you know. But that methodology, that way to go to market, in the end, it's really about taking care of people. And if you take care of people on the outside, we get to take care of our people here on the inside.
Yeah, yeah. No, and it is cool. You know, talking about Scott's dad, I was with Scott one day not that long ago, and we were just kind of talking about the company now from, you know, 22 years ago when I started. And you know, over like 130 people and like family owned business, such a big family now. And he's kind of sat back and said, you know, he's like, my dad would have really enjoyed this and would have really liked everyone. I would have loved him to meet all these people.
What a statement.
You know, and statement. I'm like, yeah, that is pretty fabulous. So what with what you do for us and for Mosby, what's your favorite thing? Why do you do what you do?
Oh, gosh. My job is about development, basically. And you mentioned that I have certain responsibilities with the exteriors business, but there are some other things that I do for Mosby Building Arts. I'm involved in one way or another in each different business vertical that we have under our umbrella. And I would say that my primary responsibility is the development of people. I walked into here and found a, relatively speaking, a very highly successful team of salespeople. And so, you know, I guess person by person, it's a matter of calling people to a little bit higher performance and discovering gaps and just trying to support them in pursuit of better things for themselves and for our clients. The other aspect of my job here is uncovering different business opportunities. We have some things here. We have been in business for 75 years, but we have markets that are emerging for us too. One of those is obviously exteriors. We're sort of building out the exterior side of our business. But then Mosby is also involved in an aging in place effort right now, and there are some other things, you know. And
awesome. So, hey, let me stop you right there, because we're going to get into a break, and I want to get into some of these exterior things when we get back. We got this announcement I want to make. I can't wait for after this. When we come back, we'll have my hack. My on the road's going to play into that, so I'm going to throw that in there in a bit, and we'll be right back after this.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ugh. could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, guys, you heard the man. Time for Rich's right-at-home hack. And, you know, if you can see light through or if rainwater finds its way under your garage door's bottom seal during driving rain, it may be time to replace that rubber seal. Or here's an inexpensive trick that can kind of beef that seal up on the bottom. All you need to do is slip an old garden hose inside that garage door bottom seal. It'll make the seal thicker, close a little tighter when it goes down. And if you're having trouble getting it in there, you can just kind of wipe it and lube it up a little bit with some dishwashing soap. It'll slide right in and seal that garage door up for you. I like to keep it simple, easy, and effective. Nothing quicker and easier than this. So, and I actually got that hack from my manager here, Scott Russell. I know he's smiling over here. He's like, oh my gosh. And I was like, that is such a cool idea. Just came out in conversation one day. And so Scott, I know this is really, really cool because I've been kind of pushing this announcement for the first segment. And, you know, not to hold it off much longer, but, you know, Mosby, in doing what we do, and you know, when I started here, we weren't that far off of like what everybody else is now. Kind of like someone that can do good design, and then when they go to do the work, they're a general contractor. Mm-hmm. And we have taken over so much of the industry for service, you know, over the years, having our own mason and now electrical and our own plumber, and you know, we're licensed and all these things, and we can perform so much of the work with our people for service. So now we are actually installing, supplying and installing our own garage doors that you kind of brought here to
us. Right.
That is such a cool thing. I appreciate that. And I'm sure everybody out there will too.
Sure.
But I'm going to do real quick. I'm going to do my on the road segment here because it's going to be kind of a twofold thing that it's a story about a garage door, but it was actually a call for a basement. And I was just so surprised at the story about this garage door. You know, I was looking at this basement that was flooded in that big rainstorm we had a couple weeks back where we got like 4 inches of rain or whatever a few weeks ago. And they're in Clayton, and the garage is, you know, tucked in the basement, and they've got one of those drains in the kind of side entry portion of the driveway, and, you know, it gets clogged with leaves and stuff. And the homeowner came home, and she said, oh, I didn't realize. She was in the middle of the storm, and she hit the garage door to open it to pull in the garage, but she had about 16 inches of water in her driveway, just right up against the garage door. And I was like, okay, that didn't get in the garage. But she said, oh no, it was like flushing a toilet. She said when that garage door went up, and I was just flat amazed that, like, okay, we just kind of talked about the bottom seal, and but garage doors are not designed to hold back 16 inches of water, you know, up against them. And I'm like, man, that is flat amazing that kept that out of there. And I want to make sure everyone out there understands that, yeah, even if a company as good as Mosby puts your garage door in, let's not bank on the fact that it's going to hold back 2 feet of water, because it probably won't.
Right.
But isn't that amazing that it even did that?
I can't imagine how tight that bottom section stood against that stop trim.
It's got to hit the concrete perfectly. I'm sure the water pressure holds it, but I'm like, yeah, oh no,
I hadn't heard that story.
As soon as she took the leaves, you know, cleared that, she's like, yeah, there was no more issue. The water went in and came out as fast as it happened, you know, just like that. But of course, now they got all this work they need in their basement.
Yeah.
That, you know, we're kind of looking into. But right. So that's, you know, I love the fact that we've got another kind of segment that we're doing now. So let's touch real quick on like the training. What did the field guys go through and learning and, you know, how to install garage doors and all of that? How'd that occur?
Sure. So to take about a quarter step backwards, we looked for, as soon as I got to Mosby, we began looking for a company to supply us, and it couldn't just be anybody. It had to be a company that, from a manufacturing perspective, really honored some of those same basics related to quality and warranty. So to make a long story short, we got involved with Rayner, great name, great manufacturer in the garage door business. And our Rayner rep came at us with a schedule of trainings that Rayner does all the time in Dixon, Illinois. And I got together with our production team, and we handpicked a couple Mosby production personnel, and we sort of sent them to Dixon, Illinois on a train-the-trainer basis. Now, we're a big, busy construction company, and many of the people who work for Mosby Building Arts already had experience installing garage doors. We sent these two individuals to Rayner so that they could come back sort of with the gospel from the factory and begin to not only fulfill the orders that we had taken for garage doors, but also to be the guys, the people who were training and refreshing Mosby personnel. So that training occurred in January, and they got back here, and you know, you try to time these things well. They were chomping at the bit to do a lot of garage door installations the moment they got back. Fortunately for us, you and the rest of the sales team were able to capitalize on opportunities that came our way, and today we're putting in garage doors. So we're pretty busy with it right now. And it's been a pretty smooth transition into that business.
Yeah. And you know, that is one of the things with this company, Mosby Building Arts. And I love that, you know, how that culture and all the stuff keeps things, you know, headed in the same direction, in the right direction and stuff. Cause like, one of my favorite things when I came to work here a long time ago as a project manager was the first training that they had sent me to. And it was kind of the same thing, being that trainer. Mm-hmm. When you get back, you know, I've got the head of production telling me about this training. He's like, it's a 2-day thing, you know, be at this hotel. And I'm just kind of like on the phone and I'm listening and I'm like, okay. And he got done explaining the whole thing to me. And I said, he asked me, do you have any questions about it? And I was like, I only have one. Do I get paid for 2 days to be here? Because, like, no one ever did that, right? No one sent me to training. But be like, we'll pay you while you're there because right. We want you to be better. It was like, can you? That's what everybody thinks. Can you roof? Can you put on shingles? Do you do drywall? You know, there's no training. There's no, you know, you either do or you don't.
Right.
And you can be good or bad, and they have no clue. And that was like the next thing after that. Well, yeah, you definitely get paid, but so like pay attention and take notes and stuff because you've got like 20 people to train this to when you're back.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, well, so that's the question I should ask. Like, because I got to actually be there and do this, you know, and actually learn from it. And I did. It was quite amazing. So I love how we train and think about the next guys and if we need more and how do we, you know, we've already got that thought in mind, you know, through the whole thing. And it's totally awesome. So, you know, looking at doing the installs and stuff like that, how long does a garage door install take?
Sure. Well, a garage door is the drawbridge to your castle, right? People use that garage door like a front door.
Yeah.
And so we have springs that actually do the lifting of that door, and those guys are busy all day long. It's not the opener that lifts the door, it's the springs. So, going back to how we handle a garage door installation,
yeah,
all of the old stuff comes out. And yes, we could, you know, piece part a garage door, take out just the sections and the springs. Doesn't make a whole bunch of sense because nobody's going to offer to save you a bunch of money if you leave a bunch of the old stuff. But furthermore, it's time to remove all of the track, all of the things that suspend that track, the torsion assembly, remove it all, give the framing in the garage a look, replace what needs to be replaced, repair what needs to be repaired. And a garage door is a big, heavy-duty system that's under a load. And if that system has been in place and operating for a long time, the locations of the fasteners kind of start to waggle a little bit. You know, things can get loose. And there's really no aspect of this from a safety perspective that you want to leave in place. Now, a garage door opener can occasionally be reattached. But if you know, it pays to remember that a garage door opener has a couple of electronic safety features to it as well.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this symbiotic relationship that an old garage door and an old opener have. They kind of know one another. And when you install a new garage door and leave the old opener, it fairly often you'll start to have trouble with that old opener too. And so when our consultants go in and start answering questions about, is it okay to leave this? I'm trying to save some money. In the end, it really just benefits a homeowner to replace the entire thing, because I don't know the percentages, but quite often if we try to leave something in place, it doesn't work. And when you replace one and don't replace the other, you don't have the same workmanship warranty in play, and it becomes a question of which product does it fault, the garage door opener or this new door. Don't want to get into those questions, because it eventually just becomes very expensive for a homeowner. So,
well, and doing it twice, you know, not doing it now and doing it again later, you know, unless the actual opener portion is like 2 years old because it went out, I would totally be on that. You don't want to do it later, because you know the minute we walk away, something will happen and it's going to cost you more to do it the second time. So we're going to get into a break here, but I do want to let everybody know, you know, we install these garage doors now. We can do everything on the interior, exterior of your home. So feel free to give Mosby a call, 314-909-1800, or call mosby.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back, and we are having a great exteriors kind of Mosby conversation with our exteriors manager, Scott Russum. And we just kind of announced in the last segment that, you know, Mosby's now installing our own garage door. We got Rainer manufacturer supplying garage doors to us. We were talking about, you know, the reasons to replace everything and get the right thing and all that, but hey, Scott, let's touch a little bit on just like the doors themselves. Like what can we offer? You know, what are these doors like from this manufacturer?
Sure. Rainer, like any major garage door manufacturer, is kind of watching design elements and configuring even steel garage doors to keep up with design trends, things like this. I don't know if you've noticed, but here over the last 2 or 3 years, and this is really true for anything, any major component of a home, design has become like top shelf consideration. People spent 2 years staring at their houses.
Yeah.
Right. And So, you know, those the more aesthetic attributes of these products have found their way into trends now. This particular trend in garage doors has been around a long time, but the details have gotten so much finer, and that is the carriage house profile mm-hmm. of a garage door. And so, you know, manufacturers want to market products now that that look like they're hiding a horse and buggy behind them.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And that's really the new in garage doors. You know, a couple other things have happened. For example, less sections in a garage door. I believe that you can achieve an 8 foot high garage door with 3 32-inch sections, as opposed to five sections or four. Yeah. And that allows
that is neat.
A manufacturer to get a little bit finer with the details and make things look a little bit more like a carriage house product. There are arc glass has found its way into garage door windows, and Rainer offers a variety of products that look like leaded glass, so that a garage door becomes something beautiful, and instead of just this white wall that moves occasionally, you know. Those are the things. The technology in garage doors, the changes in technology, and this really goes back to what we were talking about when we considered whether to replace an opener with a door. There are a lot of smart functions for garage door openers. There's an app for your phone that, you know, will open your garage door.
Yeah,
you
love
can be
it.
Vacationing in Destin, Florida, and it have motion detectors, something like a Ring camera on that garage door opener, so that you can see if somebody's wandered into your space. You can operate the garage door remotely these days. So, you know, I remember back when that keypad mounted on the jamb of a garage door was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's it's far beyond that these days, you know.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And you know, I love that. I did that for my front door recently. For years, I've had like the little keypad, you know, number thing on my mm-hmm. front door, and never do you use a front door key. But it finally, you know, was about getting old, wasn't working super well, so I got another one. And when we were vacationing in Destin, and my mom was stopping by, you know, checking on cats, stuff like that, and you know, I was like, well, if anything did happen where you can't get in, or the garage door code or the key, I said, just call me or Kyle and we can literally unlock the front door from Destin.
Yep.
You know, just hit a button, it'll open right up. And so, yeah, there's some really cool features, and I love that in the garage door, too. That'll have to be my next step for sure, because my mom likes to come in the back with the garage, too. So make
right.
it easy on everybody. So that's really cool. Let's kind of touch on warranties. So, like, and I'm always, you know, as a consultant to our clients and my clients and stuff, I'm always kind of trying to set the expectation and get people to understand the difference between, you know, our Mosby workmanship warranty and a product warranty. So kind of what's the difference, and what kind of warranty can our clients get on their garage doors?
Sure. Rainer has an expansive product line, and unless we're talking about truly an entry-level product, the finishes, the metal components, those things are warrantied for life. And, you know, Rainer is an age-old company. They make stuff well to begin with. That warranty is only as good as the company that wrote it, you know. So
absolutely.
And, you know, Rainer, I guess Mosby, when we're selecting products that we're going to offer our clientele, were really careful and really picking apart that warranty to truly understand what position we're putting our clients in when this product becomes a part of a Mosby contract. So Rainer, in every respect, is equal to or greater than our 10-year workmanship warranty. There are things that you can do to Rainer garage door components that will warranty everything from the fasteners to the springs to
That's
every moving
great.
Part
yeah.
for life.
Yeah.
You know, which is astounding. So,
and that's awesome because my clients, I mean, they're in their life home. They're done.
Right.
That's where they want to be. So that is a great thing to be able to supply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very important. Very important. People spend a lot of money on these kinds of things these days. And, you know, you don't want to do this kind of stuff twice, which kind of takes me to, I don't want to get too far ahead of you, but...
No, feel free.
Mosby methods are something that we really want to, installation methods, construction methods, are things that we are very, very proud of. And you know more than anybody the Mosby story that you personally can tell about how we do what we do.
Yeah.
It really separates us from other alternatives out there. And in this place that we're about to talk about, we plan to exhibit a lot of these different methods, not just have a place to show a bunch of exteriors yeah. products. So why don't you talk
about that? Yeah, let's talk
about
that warehouse. And I've talked about it a little bit on the show simply because of the old warehouse at our office, you know, in the future becoming our training facility. That excites me to no end for the field, for the guys, for having good quality people and learning and having people that want to learn. But yeah, so we've got a new, bigger warehouse we're fixing up and getting ready to move into. We can store more. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about so where do these garage doors get delivered,
mm-hmm.
and what are we planning on, you know, doing in this warehouse besides just housing things before they go out to our clients' home?
Sure. So Mosby has gotten big enough here in recent years that we need some more room to stage our projects.
Yeah.
Okay. To store the things that we commonly use. So back a year and a half ago, something like that, we kind of went on the hunt for a space where we could gain a little bit of training room to teach our folks how to the Mosby way in relation yeah. to all these products. And as I was walking through some of these facilities with Mark McClanahan, I nudged him and said, hey, is there any chance that we could end up with some showroom square footage in these places? He says, you know, what would you use it for? And I said, an exteriors
yeah.
showroom. So the thing that, in addition to the warehouse space and the training space, over in Maryland Heights, we have secured a location. We're planning for it right now. And the thing that I'm most excited about with this space is that we're going to have a chance to exhibit for people, just as an example, a window installation
yeah.
layer by layer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a roof layer by layer, a door installation, you know, that where this exhibit has the door about halfway installed, how we handle a siding project. And what makes, you know, I believe it was Scott Mosby, you can correct me on this, but Scott Mosby once said something to the effect that the window that you install almost doesn't matter.
Yes,
correct. How did he, what was it he said?
Well, yeah, they're all so, you know, similar in their differences in that you can take the best window on the market that has all the best stuff to it, and if you install it improperly and it leaks water and air, it's no better than the worst window
right.
on the market. You should have went to a builder grade.
Exactly.
Just, what did it matter? And, you know, I used to have before a lot of the digital, and I show things in photos and different things like that, and the iPad, an actual half of a window in an opening, half installed with the flashing and the house wrap and how you keep water out, to literally show people exactly how it's done. So I'm super excited for this new place that can not only pick the product, but see this is how it's done the best way possible. But hey, we're gonna have to do this again because we are completely out of time.
Would love to.
I appreciate you coming on. For everybody out there, give Mosby a call, 314-909-1800, and I'll talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit, and by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on, and it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back, and we are having a great exteriors kind of Mosby conversation with our exteriors manager, Scott Russum. And we just kind of announced in the last segment that, you know, Mosby's now installing our own garage door. We got Rainer manufacturers supplying garage doors to us. We were talking about, you know, the reasons to replace everything and get the right thing and all that. But hey, Scott, let's touch a little bit on just like the doors themselves. Like what can we offer? You know, what are these doors like from this manufacturer?
Sure. Rainer, like any major garage door manufacturer, is kind of watching design elements and configuring even steel garage doors to keep up with design trends, things like this. I don't know if you've noticed, but here over the last 2 or 3 years, and this is really true for anything, any major component of a home, design has become like top shelf consideration. People spent 2 years staring at their houses.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And so, you know, those, the more aesthetic attributes of these products have found their way into trends now. This particular trend in garage doors has been around a long time, but the details have gotten so much finer, and that is the carriage house profile mm-hmm. of a garage door. And so, you know, manufacturers want to market products now that that look like they're hiding a horse and buggy behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. And that's really the new in garage doors. You know, a couple other things have happened. For example, less sections in a garage door. I believe that you can achieve an 8 foot high garage door with 3 32-inch sections, as opposed to five sections or four. Yeah. And that allows
that is neat.
A manufacturer to get a little bit finer with the details, and make things look a little bit more like a carriage house product. There are arc glass has found its way into garage door windows, and we can Rainer offers a variety of products that look like leaded glass, so that a garage door becomes something beautiful, and instead of just this white wall that moves occasionally, you know. Those are the things. The technology in garage doors, the changes in technology, and this really goes back to what we were talking about when we considered whether to replace an opener with a door. There are a lot of smart functions for garage door openers. There's an app for your phone that, you know, will open your garage door.
Yeah,
you
love
can
it.
Be vacationing in Destin, Florida, and it have motion detectors, something like a Ring camera on that garage door opener, so that you can see if somebody's wandered into your space. You can operate the garage door remotely these days. So, you know, I remember back when that keypad mounted on the jamb of a garage door was a big deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's far beyond that these days, you know.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And you know, I love that. I did that for my front door recently. For years, I've had like the little keypad, you know, number thing on my mm-hmm. front door, and never do you use a front door key. But it finally, you know, was about getting old, wasn't working super well. So I got another one. And when we were vacationing in Destin, and my mom was stopping by, you know, checking on cats, stuff like that. And you know, I was like, well, if anything did happen where you can't get in, or the garage door code or the key, I said, just call me or Kyle and we can literally unlock the front door from Destin.
Yep.
You know, just hit a button, it'll open right up. And so, yeah, there's some really cool features, and I love that in the garage door, too. That'll have to be my next step for sure, because my mom likes to come in the back with the garage, too. So
yep, that's
make
right.
it easy on everybody. So that's really cool. Let's kind of touch on warranties. So, like, and I'm always, you know, as a consultant to our clients and my clients and stuff, I'm always kind of trying to set the expectation and get people to understand the difference between, you know, our Mosby workmanship warranty and a product warranty. So kind of what's the difference, and what kind of warranty can our clients get on their garage doors?
Sure. Rainer has an expansive product line, and unless we're talking about truly an entry-level product, the finishes, the metal components, those things are warrantied for life. And, you know, Rainer is an age-old company. They make stuff well to begin with. That warranty is only as good as the company that wrote it, you know. So
absolutely.
And, you know, Rainer, I guess Mosby, when we're selecting products that we're going to offer our clientele, were really careful and really picking apart that warranty to truly understand what position we're putting our clients in when this product becomes a part of a Mosby contract. So Rainer, in every respect, is equal to or greater than our 10-year workmanship warranty. There are things that you can do to Rainer garage door components that will warranty everything from the fasteners to the springs to every moving part for life.
Yeah.
You know, which is astounding. So,
and that's awesome because my clients, I mean, they're in their life home. They're done.
Right.
That's where they want to be. So that is a great thing to be able to supply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very important. Very important. People spend a lot of money on these kinds of things these days. And, you know, you don't want to do this kind of stuff twice, which kind of takes me to, I don't want to get too far ahead of you, but...
No, feel free.
Mosby methods are something that we really want to, installation methods, construction methods, are things that we are very, very proud of. And you know more than anybody the Mosby story that you personally can tell about how we do what we do.
Yeah.
It really separates us from other alternatives out there. And in this place that we're about to talk about, we plan to exhibit a lot of these different methods, not just have a place to show a bunch of exteriors products. So why don't you talk
about that? Yeah, let's talk about that warehouse. And I've talked about it a little bit on the show simply because of the old warehouse at our office, you know, in the future becoming our training facility. That excites me to no end for the field, for the guys, for having good quality people and learning and having people that want to learn. But yeah, so we've got a new, bigger warehouse we're fixing up and getting ready to move into. We can store more. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about so where do these garage doors get delivered, and what are we planning on, you know, doing in this warehouse besides just housing things before they go out to our client's home?
Sure. So Mosby has gotten big enough here in recent years that we need some more room to stage our projects.
Yeah.
Okay. To store the things that we commonly use. So back a year and a half ago, something like that, we kind of went on the hunt for a space where we could gain a little bit of training room to teach our folks how to the Mosby way in relation to all these products. And as I was walking through some of these facilities with Mark McClanahan, I nudged him and said, "Hey, is there any chance that we could end up with some showroom square footage in these places?" He says, "You know, what would you use it for?" And I said, "An exteriors showroom." So the thing that, in addition to the warehouse space and the training space over in Maryland Heights, we have secured a location. We're planning for it right now. And the thing that I'm most excited about with this space is that we're going to have a chance to exhibit for people, just as an example, a window installation layer by layer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a roof layer by layer, a door installation, you know, that where this exhibit has the door about halfway installed, how we handle a siding project. And what makes, you know, I believe it was Scott Mosby, you can correct me on this, but Scott Mosby once said something to the effect that the window that you install almost doesn't matter.
Yes.
What was it he said?
Well, yeah, they're all so, you know, similar in their differences in that you can take the best window on the market that has all the best stuff to it, and if you install it improperly and it leaks water and air, it's no better than the worst window on the market. You should have went to a builder grade.
Exactly.
What did it matter? And, you know, I used to have before a lot of the digital, and I show things in photos and different things like that, and the iPad, an actual half of a window in an opening, half installed with the flashing and the house wrap and how you keep water out, to literally show people exactly how it's done. So I'm super excited for this new place that can not only pick the product, but see this is how it's done the best way possible. But hey, we're gonna have to do this again because we are completely out of time.
Would love to.
I appreciate you coming on. For everybody out there, give Mosby a call, 314-909-1800, and I'll talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.